we agreed on three things that were very good. Number one, we were able to stop their unbalanced budget plan. Speaker Madigan's majority wanted to pass a $7 billion out-of-balance budget that would have forced unaffordable spending and necessitated a big tax hike without reform. We were able to stop that, which was a huge victory for taxpayers in Illinois, number one. Number two, we were able to make sure that schools get money and are able to open on time this year with more money, an affordable amount of money for more for all the districts around the state. That was a major victory for our teachers, our students, our homeowners. Schools get open, more money, all districts on time on an affordable basis. That was a big victory. And we were able to do that without having to bail out Chicago Public Schools. Speaker Madigan's supermajority was demanding that $500 million more come from state taxpayers up to the city of Chicago to bail out their schools. They've been mismanaged up there for years, massive deficits and debt. And we said, no, that's not fair to the Illinois taxpayers. We're not going to bail out CPS. And we were able to stand firm and prevent that from happening. Chicago got a little bit more money in the deal, but all school districts got more money. Decatur school districts got more money all over the state. And that's fair and affordable, and it was a good outcome. And then the third thing we accomplished, and it's a very important step, we got Speaker Madigan's majority to agree that pension reform is front and center on the table